We're hearing the phrase entrepreneur more and more. It's kind of boosted popularity through programs like Dragon's Den with the likes of Deborah Meaden and Peter Jones. So Gary, what's your interpretation of the phrase entrepreneur?
I knew you'd ask me that question, and it's really a very important one. And I will answer it the same way I answered it when I was being interviewed for Swedish radio about 20 years ago. Very simply, an entrepreneur is somebody who's willing to write their own paycheck last. And sadly, I've had to do that a few times, but it is the essence of risk-taking. An entrepreneur has to be somebody who understands that it is a risk, understands that it may fail, and willing to take that as a given, and ploughs on regardless.
You mentioned the words risk and failure. In your experience of dealing with businesses, do you tend to see the same failures? Do you see the same mistakes that people make when they first start out running a business?
I think that one has to define what failure is first in a business. Many people who've gone on to be really well-known and successful entrepreneurs have had one or two failures before they found that particular product or particular idea that they went forward with. So I don't think that failure in itself is failing. It's part of the journey that one goes on as an entrepreneur. And what was it James Dyson said? He had 1,000 attempts at building the perfect vacuum cleaner before he came up with the one that worked. Well, does that mean he failed 1,000 times? No, he was on a journey. So I think, going back to your original question, the idea of failure is, I think, a state of mind rather than an event. As I said earlier, I've run companies which sadly didn't make it. Well, that's part of the learning process, part of the development of oneself, and part of being in the right place at the right time too.
Starting a business for the first time, everybody's learning, aren't they? It's you know, some people have got it or they haven't, and some people will try and give it a go. Are there any things that you see within business that you can almost preempt there may be issues further down the line?
Most people assume when they've started a business that once they get some outside investment, they've made it. My view is that's the beginning of their troubles, because easy money is the biggest factor in small business failing, apart from the fact it wasn't a very good idea in the first place. And I've taken over two or three firms that had significant venture capital investment, spend it poorly, and had reached a point where they were very close to closing the doors, which is when I was invited in to help. A couple of cases we succeeded and managed to turn it around. In one, sadly, it was too late.
So you've become an entrepreneur, you've started a business. The next step is, I guess, employing people and taking on staff. What would be your advice to someone who's looking to take that next step?
Yes, the issue of hiring your first employee or maybe your first five employees is one of the biggest challenges a new business will face for a couple of reasons. The first reason is there is a typically universal sense that people tend to hire their friends. Let me tell you, that is a very bad move. Not because your friends aren't competent or aren't the ideal people, but for the most part, you then don't necessarily manage them in the way that you would manage somebody with your, who you're not connected with in any other way. There are lots of examples of friends working with friends and it doesn't work out. Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, Paul Allen and Bill Gates at Microsoft, and the one that most people won't know, Bob Miner and Larry Ellison at Oracle. Very few people even know who Bob Miner is. Bob started Oracle. Larry joined him shortly after they started the company. Bob then left the company and sadly died some years later. But if you look at my first example of Wozniak and Jobs, it was very clear from the beginning that Steve Wozniak's interest was in the technology and Jobs' interest was growing the business, and they simply grew apart. So back to my earlier point, hiring friends works sometimes very well, sometimes it doesn't. And the most important thing when looking for that first employee is, do I really need them? Do I absolutely really, really need them? And if I do, let me go out and try and find the best person for the job. Bearing in mind that if you're a startup, you probably won't find the best person, because people who are really, really good and do what you need will go off and work for somebody who's got more credibility in terms of the viability of the company.